With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Lee Enterprises has shut down the Missoula Independent nearly 1.5 years after buying the alternative weekly newspaper. Lee's regional human relations director told Independent staff in a message today the company closed the newspaper this morning and to schedule an appointment to retrieve any personal belongings. Derek Brower is a reporter for the Independent and part of the paper's bargaining committee.
We remain dedicated to Missoula and to doing the work that we've been able to do and that we've loved doing and wanted to keep doing. And we're not sure what the opportunities are to continue doing that, but I think the people on the staff will find a way.
Lee bought the Independent in April 2017 from Matt Gibson, who became the general manager for the Lee-owned Missoulian, Ravalli Republic, and the Independent. Gibson said in a story posted by the Missoulian that the Independent was losing money and was not financially sustainable. The Independent unionized in April. The Missoula Independent Union said it rejected an August 30th Lee proposal to cut 3/4 of the alt-weekly's staff. Montana lawmakers will consider changing how their pay is calculated when they meet in January, which would result in a 69% pay raise if approved. The Legislative Council last month voted to draft a bill to base legislative pay on the average salaries of lawmakers in Montana and 4 surrounding states starting in 2021. At the council meeting, leaders from both parties said they're underpaid. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio. Montana emergency responders and political leaders marked the 17th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks with a ceremony in the state capitol today. Governor Steve Bullock, U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte, and Attorney General Tim Fox were among the speakers who remembered the first responders who died in 2001 and paid tribute to local firefighters and emergency personnel. A former Idaho corrections official has been named the warden of the Montana State Prison. Corrections Director Reginald D. Michael said today that Lynn Geyer will begin his job at the Deer Lodge Prison on October 22nd. Geyer retired in May 2016 after 13 years as warden of the North Idaho Correctional Institution. He also served in several temporary assignments and completed a cultural assessment of the Pocatello Women's Correctional Institution. Michael says Geyer's background includes knowledge of justice reinvestment initiatives similar to those enacted by the 2017 legislature. Geyer says he wants to make sure people released from prison are fully prepared to be successful in their communities. An associate warden, Jim Salmonson, served as interim warden after Michael Fletcher was fired in January. A fire burning in southwestern Montana continues to grow. Local, state, and federal resources are battling the fire, which has burned an estimated 3 square miles of land near the Gallatin County community of Clarkston. The community is along the Missouri River, northeast of Three Forks. The fire, which started yesterday afternoon, has destroyed an unknown number of buildings. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A sheriff spokeswoman says the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation is putting an incident management team in place, indicating the fire is expected to burn for several days. The sheriff's office did issue some pre-evacuation notices last night, but no notifications were in place at midday today. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana emergency responders and political leaders marked the 17th anniversary of the September 11 terror attacks with a ceremony in the state capitol today. Governor Steve Bullock, U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte, and Attorney General Tim Fox were among the speakers who remembered the first responders who died in 2001 and paid tribute to local firefighters and emergency personnel. State lawmakers will consider giving themselves a 69% pay raise by changing the way their salaries are calculated when they meet in January. The Legislative Council last month voted to draft a bill to base legislative pay on the average salaries of lawmakers in Montana and 4 surrounding states starting in 2021. Glacier National Park attendance fell significantly in August as wildfires forced the partial closure of the popular Going to the Sun Road and prompted evacuations along a corridor that runs through the heart of the park. The National Park Service says nearly 668,000 people entered the park last month. That's down more than 26% from August of last year. The Flathead Beacon reports a wildfire along the shore of Lake McDonald blew up on August 11th, forcing the evacuation of a large section of the park's west side, including the upper Lake McDonald area and two campgrounds. At this time last year, a total of 2.8 million people had visited Glacier on its way to a record-shattering year of visitation. So far this year, only 2.4 million people have come to the park. A former Idaho corrections official has been named the warden of the Montana State Prison. Corrections Director Reginald D. Michael said today that Lynn Geyer will begin his job at the Deer Lodge Prison on October 22nd. Geyer retired in May 2016 after 13 years as warden of the North Idaho Correctional Institution. He also served in several temporary assignments and completed a cultural assessment of the Pocatello Women's Correctional Institution. He also worked as a probation and parole manager. Michael says Geyer's background includes knowledge of justice reinvestment initiatives similar to those enacted by the 2017 Montana legislature. Geyer says he wants to make sure people released from prison are fully prepared to be successful in their communities. An associate warden, Jim Salmonson, served as interim warden after Michael Fletcher was fired in January. The third annual Covalite International Film Festival kicks off tomorrow in Butte. It runs through Sunday, bringing independent filmmakers from all over the world to Montana. MTBR's Maxine Spire spoke with the festival's executive director, Don Andrews.
When filmmakers Don Andrews and Brian Boyd decided to start a film festival in Butte back in 2015, one of the many challenges they faced was getting other filmmakers to come.
You know, nobody knew where Butte was, basically, with a lot of our filmmaker friends. And it's like, you know, we're doing this film festival in Montana. You need to come and check Butte out.
Don Andrews had worked for the Portland Film Festival and says he saw how that festival created a community for filmmakers that hadn't been there before. His goal was to do the same in Butte.
Let's make this film festival happen, and we can build this community from the ground up kind of thing.
The Covalite International Film Festival is now in its third year, and this week will feature over 100 films from 36 countries. There will be screenings, workshops, panels, and Q&As with filmmakers from countries including Turkey, China, Uruguay, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Belgium, as well as films from right here in Montana. To find out more about the festival, visit mtpr.org. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.